I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. Before we get to your closing and all of that, Steve, on Would You Rather earlier, I asked, would you rather be a guest on Red Table Talk or would you rather have two root canals? You oh, chose Red Table Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I ain't doing, I haven't been there. I hate going to the dentist. But if I'm on Red Table Talk, I'm on the interview. I've got both hands on the table, all fingers spread wide. I'm ready.
In case I'm
double. Sitting up there with both hands on top of the table.
Well, what are you going to tell us?
You're a comedian.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
First of all, any slapping pop off, my hands is up. I better not see it coming because I'm blocking. Once I block, I know what we're doing.
Okay.
Now, as far as revealing, I'm at Red Tabletop. Y'all can ask me anything. Red Table. What's it called? Whatever.
Talk.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Steve, so glad you could join us today. I've been trying to get you on the show forever. What made you come on today?
Your husband.
What about my husband? You mean Will? What about Will?
Yeah. I was hoping he'd be here.
Well, he does come through sometimes.
All right. Well, let him come through today so we can all come through.
Oh, God.
Because I got a side of me that's going to come through when he come through. You know, I'm here for Chris. Next question.
Mr. Harvey, I see you on Red Table Talk. You know, the incident happened between Chris Rock and my husband, Will Smith. So why are you on the show? Because I heard on your radio show you said you wish it was you.
That's exactly why I'm here. My wish has come true. I'm as close as I'm gonna get to him walking in here. I just want to show the world what really happens when somebody gets slapped. You know, cause I don't care nothing. I have a career. You know, it's flourishing. You know, I got enough where I can go and take a cancellation or two. I'm ready for it. I just wanted to be here, you know. And are you expecting him anytime soon?
Is that why you keep looking around at the door?
You know, I know we taping this in y'all backyard at the pool house or whatever, but it's here. That's why my back ain't to the door. I'm watching him. I've been looking for him. I saw the gardener go by. I thought it was him. I got a little tight.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have a question for you, sir.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so usually people, they come on the show and they open up and, you know, mm-hmm. we go deep and we talk yeah. about things and they reveal things, you know, people didn't know. Anything that you want to tell us, the famous Steve Harvey, anything?
Well, I think nobody has known is after the incident between you and your husband and Chris Rock, mm-hmm. I haven't slept for 2 weeks.
Why?
I can't sleep because I keep seeing his hand coming towards me, and I just can't rest. I just stops. It just keeps me up, and you know, somebody told me I needed therapy, but that's why I came on the show, because the only way I think I can fix this is if I see him. I don't really think I need therapy. I just mm-hmm. need some clarification on it. Was this your hand in my dreams? And if it is, can we act it out right now so I can just move on with my life?
Not can we act it out.
Really.
Here's another question.
Yes, Jada.
Because of what happened on Sunday mm-hmm. With my husband slapping Chris and everything, mm-hmm. I've been thinking about going to the Academy and telling them no more comedians, no more jokes at the Academy at all. Because you never know who you might offend. Yeah, you never know who you might offend.
Well, you know, Miss Smith, I want to say something to you. I think part of it is your fault. You know, if you really want to ask me, you know, because the joke wasn't that bad. He didn't really know nothing. He even opened the show and said to you, "I love you," and then said, "Looking forward to G.I. Jane 2." That's all it was. So why y'all want comedians out? Out of all this here, all your husband ever done is funny stuff. Hitch, you know, yeah. Hancock, Pell, just don't understand. Fresh Prince of Bel Air,
you know, a sitcom. A
Men
funny
in
sitcom.
Black and mm-hmm. Independence Day, all the little funny ass things. Y'all even did a remake. Now all of a sudden when y'all want comedy took out.
Chris Rock was on the sitcom Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
He played Will Smith's date. Remember he had a long wig on. Remember that?
Yes.
Did you remember that? But I just think, you know, to keep the peace, that comedians should be banned from coming on the show. It shouldn't be funny or anything. Yeah. Just hand out the awards, yeah. call the people's name, and everybody go home.
Well, wouldn't that be a boring
ass show? Serious show.
So you want all the shows to be Emmys? Oh, so you want all the shows to be just like daytime Emmys, huh?
Yeah. I just think, you know, for future reference, no one gets hurt, no one gets slapped. Just take all the jokes out. That's just my thoughts.
So let me ask you something, Ms. Smith. You want a show that's full of peace?
That's what I'm looking for. Peace.
Peace is exactly what I'm here for. A piece of your husband ass. That's exactly why I came up here.
It goes back to that.
On red tape.
Back on it. You can't do it.
That's what this whole thing is for.
I know I'm laughing, but that's not funny. That's not funny to me. I know I'm laughing, but that's not funny.
Well, your husband laughed at your joke at first.
But then he looked at me.
Once again, we back to you. Had you chuckled and laughed it off, we'd have had a nice ass Oscar night. No, no, you offended and stuff like that.
Oh,
man.
We're done this episode of Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, listen, have a wonderful day. Listen to me. Don't forget, talk to God. He would love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.